I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. The First Amendment to the Constitution reads, in part,
Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press.
The term freedom of speech, as incorporated in the Constitution, encompasses personal decisions as to what to say and, equally important, what not to say. A free press gives citizens the right to disseminate ideas and opinions without interference, constraint, or prosecution by the government. This precept was tested during the civil rights movement of the 1960s. When the police commissioner of Montgomery, Alabama, sued the New York Times for publishing an ad critical of the Montgomery police, the case went to the Supreme Court. In a 9-0 decision, the court said, debate on public issues should be uninhibited, robust, and wide open. The ruling makes it extremely difficult for an elected official to take legal action against someone who might speak out against him. And only in very narrow circumstances may government seek to limit the free expression of criticism against it. The right of free expression does come with the risk that someone might be offended by what is said and take action to recover damages. Proper liability coverage helps protect your organization against claims of defamation, libel, and slander. Before you renew your insurance coverage, sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark professional for a no-cost review. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.